So a stay-at-home wife gets backlash for saying husband will have to pay for the luxury of having her available 24/7. Made him sign a contract for 15 years if they get a divorce.
Yeah.
So she will be financially compensated.
And again, you pointed out once I clicked on the link, I'd see why she put that contract forward. And yeah, she's very attractive. And I don't feel bad for the guy because if the guy signed it, he signed it.
So when I tell people I had my husband sign a contract, because that's what she did, she doesn't want to get the short end of the stick. And so he would have to pay for 15 years after the divorce, right?
Yeah.
To equate for her lack of work history, the woman wrote. She argues that her duty as a stay-at-home wife is a luxury. It's a luxury for who? It's a luxury for her.
Yeah.
She's getting this twisted, right?
Right.
Isn't the luxury for her?
I think so, the luxury. But no, because I see your point, though. It is a luxury for him to have a stay-at-home wife that takes care of everything. Because that is a luxury. Like, to come home and have everything taken care of. Like, you don't have to run errands. You don't have to worry about this or that. Like, your life is taken care of. You just go to work and you come home and your wife has got you.
This person says, this makes me convinced that some women just, they don't really want to get married. They just want the wedding, the title, and the money.
She also just wants the security because she doesn't want to be a stay-at-home wife for all these years. They get divorced and then she's just out on her ass with nothing. She wants to ensure that, you know, I see where she's coming from. Like, it's not that bad.
What's up, Lori?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so listen, I just got to say, the hardest job in the whole world is to be a stay-at-home wife and mom. And so I agree with her.
I don't know, like, those dudes
hardest
are...
job in the world, I don't know.
It is.
A job that maybe deserves a little more respect, okay. Okay.
The hardest job in the
world. Hardest job in the world is just like, that's a, yeah.
No, it's stretch. A 24/7 job. It's a thankless job. You know, people are always depending on you. You can't take off. You have no PTO. It's crazy. And people don't realize how, you know, important being a stay-at-home wife and mother is.
I mean, you can take a lot of days off. There's a lot of dudes that have stay-at-home wives. And it'll be like, man, she takes a lot of days off.
You know the work that we're doing. I got to get up. Okay, so I'm getting up. I have to get the kids ready for school, feed them breakfast, get them dressed and stuff, get them to school on time, fix lunch. And then I have to come back home, run errands, get groceries, do chores, whatever, Target, whatever else we need, come home, clean up, unpack, unload, you know, try to get things done before what? I'm back at the school getting the kids. Then we got after school activities. I'm running around. I got snacks. And then we got to come home. It's dinner, homework, bath time, reading time. Like, it's never done. So even when the kids go to sleep, when I put them to bed, okay, you know, then my husband wants. Now I'm on for him. Now I got to do my duties for him. So now we're up doing our thing. So I'm telling you, I've worked all day where all he did was get up and just go to work and come home.
Okay,
it's so much easier.
Let me see what other people think. Hold on. We do have a special, it's a special little intro for this guy. Let me make sure I got it right here. I believe this is it. Where's the Nard one?
Right there.
It says Nard on it.
All right, we're in the car.
And now, here's Nard, live from his Uber.
Who the hell's driving?
He's a driver, not a passenger.
See, I can't control it.
All right, Nard, you don't agree with Lori said that stay-at-home wife is the hardest job on earth?
No, I don't agree at all. Not texting her. This lady sounds like she has five kids that don't respect her, which I wouldn't either because she just bitches all the time. No kid or adult wants to be around another person that wants to just bitch and wants to just be a dark cloud all day. I work so hard. I do this. I do that. No, I don't want to hear that. Just suck it up, put on your big girl panties, and do the stuff that you wanted to do. Like, you don't want to get out there and get a real job, so just stay at home and just do what you got to do. We don't want to hear you, bitch.
Nard, you sound offended.
Yeah, why are you so upset?
Like, you sound upset.
Well, yeah, it's pretty upsetting that she's doing what she wants to do, but she wants to bitch about what she wants to do.
Okay, Lori, he's saying that you're doing what you want to do, but you're bitching about what you want to do.
You sound absolutely ridiculous. What a dumbass. Like, are you kidding me? Seriously, you have no idea.
She called you a dumbass.
Yeah,
Nard,
she called you a dumbass.
I mean, I call you a dumbass all the time.
Yeah, but you can't, you know.
He's working overtime, not me, with you. It's a lot of responsibility. We do not get overtime.
You don't have
no responsibility. You're a bitch.
Oh, man, Nard. Wow, you're an ass.
Have you lost it, Nard?
Yeah, I think he lost the battle.
Damn, Nard.